8 on 88FM, Tuesday morning. The sound of Simply Red taking you to the fairground with that track. And hey, the fair is in the spotlight this morning. I'm not just talking about any old fairground. I'm talking about the fair with flair. You've heard the word on Radio Life and Style. And the clock is ticking. The days are flying off the calendar. And I believe it's just 9 days to go until the fair opens its doors. The 26th of October is the first day of a three-day extravaganza under the theme of Refresh, celebrating community and creativity. This beautiful showcase of South African creatives and local foodies in a magnificent country setting at the new location, the new home of the Fair with Flair, Manor House venue in Sheffield Beach. And to give us a little sneak peek behind the curtain with all the activity that is currently happening, we've got two of the hardworking ladies from the Christmas Fair Fund who make this thing happen every year, as they have for the last 71 years, I believe. This is the 71st outing of the Fair with Flair. And welcoming back to the microphone, no stranger to Radio Life and Style, we've got Michelle Sutherland-Blake on the mic. How are you, Michelle?
Good morning, Mike. Good morning.
Great to have you.
Thank you for having us.
And alongside you, we've got a new addition to the team, but definitely been proving her mettle in the background.
She has.
Charlie McGill from the Christmas Fair Fund is with us as well. How are you, Charlie?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you.
Great to have you both here. Lovely to be here. And you brought cake. Which I'm so thrilled about. And it qualifies as breakfast because it's not just any old cake. This is a special gold-dusted yogurt cake. Am I right, Michelle?
Absolutely. Especially baked by Claire, our creative.
Wow. And this is the kind of thing you will find at this year's Fair with Flair.
Absolutely.
Yes, made with love and care. And, you know, it's as we've said, for foodies, it is a must. But not just for those that want to taste wonderful delights. Incredible variety of gifting, Christmas decor and accessories, home decor, ladies and gents and children's clothing, jewelry, swimwear, activewear, leather products, kitchenware, ceramics. The list goes on. And every year, it seems like you raise the bar in terms of the mix of carefully curated vendors. And this year, from what I'm hearing, the bar has been raised even higher once again. Have you got a cool crop that you're really proud of this year?
We got a very cool crop, Dave, Mike. We've got 120 vendors. We have some beautiful visitors from Gauteng, Pretoria, and a lady coming from Cape Town.
That's so far afield as the Western Cape, hey? So you know you're hot.
Yes, absolutely. No, and the interest has been amazing. We've deliberately kept it at 120, new venue, new location. So the pickings are beautiful. We have some real exciting characters joining us. So
say no more.
Yes.
Leave it at that.
Full of personality, and you were saying a bit of joie de vivre, bright and colourful personalities.
Under this theme of refresh, celebrating community and creativity. Mm-hmm. And it's a three-day affair this year, the Fair with Flair, kicking off on Thursday, the 26th, so 9 days to go. Put it in your calendar. The fair will officially open doors, live music, shopping and food. Then Friday, of course, things ratchet up, the shopping, music, and hosting some great creative Christmas workshops,
hey? Yeah, we're very excited about those. We've got Cindy from Love Laugh and Bex from Delish. They're going to be showcasing. So we're doing a actual wreath workshop where the ladies will be able to make their own wreaths festive season.
Awesome.
And Bex is doing a coastal festive menu, which we really looking forward to. She'll be demoing that. And then our creative ladies are doing the table settings, and all of those items will be available at the fair. So
amazing. And then Saturday is family day. Children's creative activities, shopping, food, and fun.
Absolutely.
Anything's on a high note.
Mm-hmm.
And it's typically, I mean, you sort of get different crowds on the Thursday, the Friday, and the Saturday. And it's the kind of thing that if you can make more than one day, generally it's a good
idea. It's worth it, definitely.
This year, keeping things easy in terms of making sure that everyone can access and grab their tickets. You are once again making things available online via Quicket, which makes it so simple and easy. And you can head on to Quicket right now, quicket.co.za, and find the Christmas Fair with Flair. And if you are the kind of person that really likes to, you know, do it old school and physically get a ticket in your hand, there are some options, I believe, as well for that around town, hey?
Yes, they are. We've got tickets. Cindy from Love Laugh, the florist at Lifestyle, she has tickets available. And also Abiyoko at Burndale have tickets available. So if you don't like going online, you're welcome to pop by, and they have tickets on sale.
Fantastic. And can you get a multi-day pass?
Yes, we offer a two-day ticket for R120, and you can come in 2 or 3 days. Just hang on to your ticket, and you can come back the next day.
Super duper. And for those that might be new in town, and might sort of know the name, the Christmas Fair, but aren't entirely sure, you know, how this all works and how it's been going for over 7 decades now. This is the major fundraising event on the calendar for the Christmas Fair Fund that has been this kind of incredible community organization, group of dedicated ladies with big hearts, hard working behind the scenes to make things like this happen, but supporting tons of really worthy causes in the community. Am I right?
Yes, absolutely. That is our motivation, Mike. And we ended, just to give our community an idea, we ended last year on raising 762,000 Rand.
Wow.
And that 762,000 Rand has gone straight back out into the community. And that's why we call it the Christmas Fair Fund, because it goes out over Christmas and New Year. So just a few of the projects that we support. St. Luke's, they got just over 200,000 Rand this year.
Amazing.
And Sue, excuse me, who worked with us very closely for the fair, she took on that project. They've done a major turnaround. So if anyone in the community is wanting to do project visits, we'd love you to join us. And you can actually see the work that's being done. School initiatives, reading programs, retirees or retirement villages, individuals within our direct community that we're supporting every month with groceries. So it goes a long way.
It's incredible. and you can, you know, shop knowing that your rands are going towards a worthy cause, so you don't have to hold back. You don't have to
feel
guilty about adding an extra Christmas bauble to your basket. Yeah. And this group of hardworking ladies that make up the Christmas Fair Fund entirely volunteer. And it's great to see new faces like Charlie, who put up their hand and are part of the Fair with Flair this year as it goes even bigger and better in a new venue. Charlie, your perspective on, you say that it's been really interesting seeing it from the inside as a longtime fan of the Fair with Flair from a, you know, an annual shopper perspective. Has it been an eye opener just seeing how much goes on behind the scenes?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've always been a shopper. I've always attended since I've lived in Belito, and so now to be on the other side, it's been great. And actually to see what goes on, how many people are involved, the magnitude of the event is it's been really good. So looking forward to next week.
It's going to be, those 3 days I think are going to fly for those that are involved.
Yeah.
And obviously there's always a welcome invitation for any people with big hearts and the ability to be part of the Christmas Fair Fund, to get involved in any capacity, and see what it's all about.
Absolutely.
But the first port of call, I would say, is get behind this thing, the Fair with Flair. Let's make it the biggest and best yet, and at a brand spanking new venue, the fantastic Manor House that has played host to some really exciting things this year already. And this is just the latest and greatest arrival on the scene. And I believe there's lots of prep making sure that it's ready to host all of the visitors over the 3 days of the fair. Am I right?
Yes, Mike. Our ladies, we've had volunteers, and it's been incredible. You know, you send out a WhatsApp message to a couple of the community groups. Our creative team, we've got a team of approximately 30 ladies that have been busy the last 3 to 4 months. Caribou very graciously offered us space for a workshop, and they've been busy doing all of our beautiful creative Christmas items. So it's decor, it's your tree settings, it's gifting, teachers gifting, and the team, it's ladies from the community that have a little bit of spare time, they want to get creative, and they've come in and out of the workshop week on week, painting, knocking, nailing, sticking, pasting.
Serious talent.
Yeah. No, and also you don't have to have talent. So you want to give back in a different way. And I think the Christmas Fair Fund ticks those boxes. So if you want to get down and dirty in the trenches with actual projects, you can. And if you want to give back, but in a more creative way, then that option is also available. So, you know, the workshop at Caribou, we invite anybody to come past. The ladies are busy with the final bits. Pop in, come and have a look, see what the girls are doing. There's a real vibe. There's a little coffee station. We've got biscuits. So it'd be great. We'd love to see faces. So the door's always open. And, yeah, you know, our work goes throughout the year. And if we do have any members in our community that are wanting to join the Christmas Fair Fund, we have open arms.
Well, you heard it here on 88 FM. And as we count the days to the imminent launch of the 2023 Fair with Flair, mm-hmm. Make sure that you scoop up your tickets. I would say, just to make it easy, head on to quickets.co.za and you grab one, not just for you, but for your friends, your family. Make it a family affair. And you're definitely going to want to check out more than one day. There's so much on offer. It's one of the highlights of the local social calendar. And you'll see why. If you haven't attended one before, this is definitely the most exciting edition yet. Mm-hmm. And on Facebook, on Instagram, you'll find lots of activity as well on the pages. Mm-hmm. All the links off the website, fairwithflair.co.za, along with your link straight through to the ticketing portal.
Yes.
So check it out for yourself and spread the word, and we will see you, no doubt, at the Fair with Flair on Thursday the 26th. Absolutely. Running through to the Saturday. And right now I have a yogurt cake to to make disappear. And any last words from you, Michelle?
Mike, thank you. Yeah, just thank you to our community for your support. It's always incredible. You know, the angst that comes before the fair and the weather, you know, they say the saying is if the farmers are needing rain, just arrange a fair. and Stu's bopped the rain around yesterday. I'm glad it's a week in advance and our forecast is looking good.
Yeah.
But yeah, we want to say thank you. The fair will go ahead, rain or shine. We're undercover, we're in marquees. And then also the Saturday, the family day, we've got a ticket. It's a 150 Rand ticket for four. So family tickets on Saturday.
That's very cool. Making it even more accessible and easy. And Charlie, as a new addition to the Christmas Fair Fun family, any last words from your perspective?
Just looking forward to seeing lots of faces there. Welcoming people, it's going to be great. Yeah, really looking forward to it.
We're making it one for the books. You heard it on Radio Life and Style. And we'll chat again. We'll need to have a final update just before gates open. What do you say, Michelle?
Absolutely, yes, please.
It's all about this thing.
Christmas Fair Fund's annual fundraiser, The Fair with Flair, is refreshing at the Manor House venue in Sheffield Beach from the 26th to the 28th of October. Tickets are available at Quicket for 80 Rand plus 5 Rand booking fee per person, and you can refer to the social media accounts for the links, or 100 Rand per person at the gate. Family tickets are available online for Saturday the 28th at 150 Rand for four. There are new children's creative activities, shopping and lounge areas to enjoy, Abiyoko Meze boards, orange tree burgers, Pizza Bay pizzas, bubbles and bagels, Boschendahl and Baxburg wines and craft drinks, and so much more to enjoy. Don't miss the Fair with Flair, the Christmas Fair. We'll see you there.